Energy!
I have energy, I just don't want to be here!
It's a podcast.
Hey.
After all these years.
So many years gone by. I'm like 68. Oh, and Matt's like 79.
68 and 79?
What?
I don't know. Are you 68 and I'm 79?
Yeah.
How did I age faster than you?
I'm guessing because you drank too much tea.
But tea keeps you young.
No, it's because you drink unsweet tea.
Unsweet tea?
Yeah, makes you grow older.
And bitter?
Yes, very, very bitter.
Well, it has not been months, podcast listeners. It has been 1 month since we last podcasted. Well, maybe a little bit over that. We were busy trying to set a Guinness World Record. Didn't exactly go as planned.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's alright, I can cut that out. So, I mean, it was kind of disappointing that we didn't get it. But, I guess we should introduce ourselves, so we didn't do that.
They don't even know who we are.
Yeah, they do. I'm Matt.
I'm Margaret.
That's Margaret. / Jean.
Jean!
We were going to have Will on this episode on our triumphant return.
But he died.
He did die. The funeral was nice, though.
Oh, it was beautiful. I brought chrysanthemums from...
I didn't bring anything. I had a pencil, but it was already in my pocket, so...
did you draw on his... Oh, wait. I guess they don't have the tombstone up yet. I'll have that later. No. I'm going to draw on it. Little toasties.
Just draw toast on this tombstone?
Yep.
that respect for the dead right there. That's what we're all about.
Respect. Yes. Well, amen.
Will is not dead. His laptop, however, is...
poop.
Gone. Yeah, his charger broke. So, hopefully we can have him on a future episode. I guess this is technically season 2 of Podcast-tastic. We didn't come up with a better name, so it's still that. I don't know what the frequency is with these episodes, because we have other things we have to do as well. And we are also scattered to the four corners of Virginia.
Four corners. No, it's three corners, because we're a triangle.
Yeah, technically, it's not really any corners, because you're just in like the southern center of Virginia, and I'm in the northern center of Virginia.
You and I are both on the fault line, though.
All right.
Yeah.
I know there's a joke, but I can't think of anything.
Oh, well.
I always knew 310 staff members would be the ones to shake things up. Hi-yo.
What?
I was
distracted by this rubber band.
I just dropped golden material, and then you just, you know, rubber band.
What did you say? You said something about...
I said I always knew 310 staff members would shake things up.
I don't even know what that means.
Because we're on a fault line, earthquakes, shake.
Yeah. Shakey.
This is some highbrow stuff, so I probably had to explain that to some other listeners, too.
Is there what they call a fault line? Is that really the right term? Like...
I don't know.
There's that term for, like, the cities, Fredericksburg, Richmond, and Petersburg, because of the rivers and the change of the regions. I don't know. I don't remember history from fourth grade.
Are you talking about like county lines?
No, those are not county lines. Okay. So you know. All right. So you got Petersburg, and you get Richmond, and you got Fredericksburg. Okay.
Okay.
And they're all on 95. the interstate. But there's a term for something, and for some odd reason, when I think of it, which I can't remember the word version of it, I think of a waterfall. But there are no waterfalls in Richmond, so I don't know.
And what'd you say? Fault line?
I said fault line, but that... unless we really are on a fault line.
I have no idea. I think we might be. I'm not sure. I did not do well in geography when I was in high school.
Neither.
This, as you can see, this is not the geography portion of the podcast. Anyway, before we got terribly distracted, we were talking about what was going on with our Guinness attempt and like what happened. Yes. Well, we ran into some technical difficulties. Some terrible technical difficulties. The video stopped at hour 19, right?
Yeah. I mean, we weren't even close to halfway. Well,
we were.
It was almost like, yeah, if those the 3 hours that y'all... Okay, hold on. So I came in, and the machine had been stopped for 3 hours. If those 3 hours had counted, y'all would have been halfway, but it didn't. It stopped 3 hours before you got to halfway.
Right.
Okay. So what happened was, I went to bed from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. because I was really dead. And I came in and checked the thing that ran the recording and streaming and stuff. And it had stopped. The orange little light near the recording was out. But the streaming was still going on. So I kind of stared at it for a few minutes. And then I was like, oh, great. I'm gonna be the bearer of bad news.
But yeah, the thing ran out of memory, so there was nothing you could do about that. And the solution for next time will just be recorded on a lower quality, so we can store more of the video.
Someone was telling me, like, he asked me if it was compacting like every 30 minutes, and I was like, I don't know, because I don't know those terms. Huh. I really also suggest that we might want to have IT person come by every so often, because I am not computer tech.
Right. Yeah, well, that's why we wanted to start the next one on Monday, because those are weekdays, and those are when the IT people are working.
Okay.
So that was the whole idea between that one now.
And we need someone who can do math, so they can add up minutes, unlike me.
Yes. Gene, this is not the first time Gene tried to bear bad news to us. She came by at one point, and I had to have a meeting with her. She had a very serious face. So we went to the private meeting, and she goes, I think you went 15 minutes over your break time.
Oh, well, man. I was just misinformed about how the minutes worked. Yeah. I thought that you had 10 minutes no matter what each hour, but no, it was more like you had to play an hour, and thus you got 10 minutes.
Right. And then, yeah.
No one explained it to me that way.
Well, it was not only that, but your math was just wrong, because I looked at that again, and
well, that too, but also, like, it doesn't matter, because I had it wrong, the idea wrong anyway.
Yeah, we were gonna probably maybe cheat that, I don't know. I was like, come on, we're fine. But, because I had, like, 23 minutes when I added it up, so even with the system that you had it wrong, that I still would have had at least, like, 13 minutes, so we still would have been good.
Yeah.
And
so we just ran into a few problems. Matt went really well. He just made some funny faces when he played.
Yeah.
And Will died...
what, 1,000 times?
A good many times. And then, didn't he die some more, like, after I had gone to bed?
It was just constant death for him, because he kept walking into the wrong house and somebody would just murder him. And he was making... Yeah. He was making zero progress in that game.
Yeah, because his thing kept freezing.
Yeah, his game kept...
Like, oh, I'm starting over again. I'm like, how annoying is that? Oh, that... And I had a third mistake, or a third bear of bad news.
Yes. It's like a... It really is.
Like Matt was like, put this memory card in slot A. And I was like, okay. So I did it. But then something happened. And Matt had to start the game over because I put it in the wrong slot A of the wrong Wii.
Yeah, she put it in slot A. She just put it in our backup Wii, which was sitting next to the Wii that was playing. So, I don't know. I was like, there was supposed to be some kind of error. I didn't think too much of it, because I figured if I lost all my lives, they just put me right back into the main hub area, but it just started me over again, and that was 3 hours of progress just gone.
Sorry.
Everybody got a good laugh out of my expense.
I felt really bad. Actually, it was still pretty funny, though.
At least it was only 3 hours in, and it wasn't like...
Yeah, wasn't like 19.
Right, it wasn't like 3 a.m. and then I lost all my lives.
We had a good turnout on the chat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the chat. The chat came in every once in a while.
And we didn't really have any witnesses.
No. I'm working with the guy who worked with us last year. He says he knows a bunch of people, and we're going to try to start coordinating that, like, as soon as we can.
Was that the guy that came in when I was asleep?
Yeah. And he kind of helped out Will, made sure he got some progress done. Because it wasn't just the game was freezing up. He just had no idea what he was doing.
Really?
Yeah, he just couldn't figure it out. I mean, I know he's played the game. I know he's experienced. But he just kind of wandered around. And then comes in and he goes, okay, go here. Now go here. Okay, now go here. And then all of a sudden, he starts leveling up like crazy. And he's progressing. Because I think he only made it to level 3 in, like, the 20 hours that we were playing. And yeah, that's not right at all.
I always thought it was interesting, like, when I would watch y'all from the other screen, like, it was obvious to see what you were doing, but half the time his screen was so dark, I couldn't see anything.
It's just, like, black and gray. Mine's very colorful. I definitely made the right choice with Mario, and I'll definitely do it again with Mario. I don't know about Sunshine, though.
Yeah, I think you've outdone that one.
that game kind of wore on my nerves.
I guess we've been talking about whether or not I'm going to pull a record.
Oh, right.
Still want to help y'all out, because y'all are like, I need food or water, so...
Banana sandwiches.
Yeah, and those banana sandwiches. Y'all enjoyed those.
Those were good.
We should talk about how hot it was in that room.
Oh, so hot. The AC... The AC was on during the daytime, not the nighttime. The nighttime we were on our own, and it's a big room. There's not very many people in the room, so you think it'd be at least a little bit cool. No, I just did not stop sweating from like the time the sun went down to the time the sun went up, and that room started to stink.
It was really hot, and those lights were just shining right on you,
you and Daniel kept it lively too, at some part of the night.
Yeah. It was pretty uppity up, and then it was just kind of like, it died.
Yeah. I mean, the midnight shift, the graveyard shifts are going to die. I didn't think it was too bad. Once I kind of settled in there, I was fine. And I felt like I could have got, after the 24 hours, I mean, besides the utter defeat, I felt like if we could have kept going, I would have kept going for another 24 hours.
I think you could have kept going. Will
was going down.
Will should probably try a shorter record. I don't think he can reach 40 somehow.
That's what he said. I think he said he's going to try to find a new record.
Yeah. The only one that I could even attempt would be that, like, race car driving one.
After the whole thing failed, after the technical difficulties.
Well, Will gave up.
Yeah, Will was just...
He was going to come back. Well, because we decided that we took, like, an hour to kind of just be like, oh, great, well, that happened. And then Matt continued... He continued to go. He was like, okay, I'm just going to do it for charity. Will was like, I can't even concentrate on this. So I took him to the apartment to take a shower and for him to take some time off. And he was like, I'll just go back to doing it later. But then during my nap, because I kept falling asleep, I was like, after that, I was like, I just need to sleep.
Right.
I went back to the apartment and I slept and I got a call. I was like, man, it must be a lot later than I thought, but I'd only been asleep for 2 hours. And the IT guys were like, well, this failed. We're going to take our stuff back. So the guys had to call it quits.
Yep.
And we were all really bummed and tired. I guess, did you take a shower, Matt?
I probably did, because I just wanted to get the stink of that room off of me, because it was awful.
Yeah. So there was showering and napping. And then once when I finally felt awake, we went to cookout, right?
Yeah, we went to cookout.
Or was that the next day?
No, that was that day.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because then... And then we... Y'all went to bed. I don't know what time y'all went to bed, but I went to...
You went to some kind of wine party?
Yeah, I went to a wine party. I actually ended up having rum and Coke, which was awful. It was really gross.
I think
the game we were playing was very good.
Nice. What game was that?
I came back around midnight and went to sleep. And then I woke up and left.
Yeah. I think I fell asleep around like 11 p.m. that night.
Yeah, I think you said like when I left, you went to bed.
It could have been something like that. Or I think I said I was going to, and I stayed up a little bit longer.
Yeah, you were playing Game Boy, actually.
Oh, yeah, the 3DS. I was going to get some use out of that. So, after that, we were still kind of feeling kind of bummed. I got a couple of emails, because I had to contact the guest call-ins to tell them that we're done, we couldn't do anymore, and I was unfortunate, and a couple of them sent their sympathies, but they both encouraged us to do it again. One of them, James Portnow, said, you know, if we do another one, he's in for a guest call-in, and I think Daniel Floyd's saying the same thing. So we definitely got some encouragement there, and that's really good to know that these people are behind us. And Graham Stark said he absolutely encourages us to do another one, to try again. So, I mean, I think that's really awesome of them to, like, still kind of have that support. So I'm feeling confident that we're going to do some super planning this time.
Super duper.
Yeah. This isn't the last you're going to see of some of the auction items. We have all of them, since nobody really bid on anything. One person did. He got it for, like, $5, but he never emailed us, so I never sent him the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah, was that the guy that was going to buy it?
I think was his name, his username. But, you know, I mean, we raised a while over $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it more than that?
I feel like it was $200 or more, but...
But we raised a good amount of money for what we had. But, you know, lessons learned. We know what we're going to do around next time. Crap, I can't even look it up. I was going to look up how many bucks we raised, but every time I open up more than 3 applications on my computer, it goes into overload and starts blowing out fan smoke, whatever.
Yikes.
Well, not smoke, but the fan just goes into overdrive. But the lessons learned. We're not going to go... The event's not going to be 5 days this time. That was too ambitious. You know, that was too little butter over too much bread, I thought.
And we did it so quick right after the year. Like, I was really tired.
Yeah.
I was still, like, frazzled. And because all that stuff, like, was happening, I was like, I can't handle this right now. And I think Swede was concerned. Like, he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, just... I'm getting frustrated. I can't deal with this stuff.
I gotta say, there was something euphoric for me and my point of view, because it was just like Mario, 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 just playing Mario. I don't have to worry about anything else, just play Mario. And that was kind of cool. But
Well, you are a Mario person.
Yes. But it's just kind of like, I don't have to worry about anything else for a little while, because I can just relax and focus on one thing. And it's for fun. We're all having fun until everything just went to
poop.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll probably be like 3 days at the most is what our event's going to be. We're going to have to try to have as many call-ins as we can. Maybe not many as many auctions. I think all the auctions that I have with me are going to be making an appearance next year. I'm not 100% on that. What else is going to be changed next year? We could try to get, okay, of course, witnesses, but we should try to get more people involved.
Yeah.
You got cool friends, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I had a friend come onto the chat. I told him about that, and then Susanna from Mexico had watched this too.
Yeah, I think I saw that in our group.
I can try to get people to come.
I mean, it's not just people.
I'm going to know a lot of people because I'll be graduating.
Yeah.
So I'll have people there that I know.
Yeah. But it's not just people to come. It's just, like, we need some people to work, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's a discussion for another time. But
I think the setup was pretty good. The couches y'all sat in, like, but what after y'all sat in those couches for so long, it just created a hole.
I didn't even think about the couches, really. I was definitely fine with just sitting on those couches.
And I definitely would think we should make sure the screens and the seats make sense so that you're not sitting over like this.
Well, the reason for that was because when it went up on the display, it had to be mirrored. Because that was like, or it didn't have to be mirrored. But I can't remember how they explained it now, but it had to be in such a way because the camera was facing us. Yeah, that's right. The camera was facing us on the screen and the green screen, and another camera was facing the opposite direction at what we were playing. So when you layered those two together, it had to look like our screen that we were playing was right over our heads. And in order to do that, we had to, like, cross off so it would just look right. Otherwise, you'd have to mirror the whole thing. And that would just look weird.
That would have been, I don't know, that really kind of bugged me. I was like, I could tell that you didn't care, but, like, I would hate, like, be playing like this the entire time.
Right? Just kind of cross over?
Yeah. But I do think the setup was okay. Maybe either, like, have the AC on, or pick a different place, or bring some fans and, like,
bringing fans back up. We are bringing fans. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing right there.
That would, like, help everything kind of stay cool, too. Like, the fact that your computer was on the entire time, it was really hot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah, definitely going to bring some fans. We're going to bring a couple more coolers, I think.
Yeah. Like, actual coolers. Well, you had one.
Yeah, I just bought it at Walmart that morning.
Yeah, coolers.
I think we're also going to start, maybe not at noon, we might start at like an evening time. That way people on the West Coast can tune in.
Oh, yeah. And that way you can get like a sleeping in.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I think you need better, like, the posters you put around the school were pretty good looking, but the ones, like, outside of the
the ones we made that doors, day.
Like, and it started raining, and the Sharpie was like,
yeah, we're not going to make signs that day. We're going to have, hopefully, earlier signs. We're going to put some money into that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to start putting aside some money for our campaign. Yeah, it basically is just, we gotta kind of build up more awareness this time. I want to make sure we get the room as early as possible, though. That way we can tell people where it's going to be and when it's going to be and that we're actually having it, you know?
Yeah.
So, that'll be something to look forward to. What should we call this one? Let's Play for Child's Play 2, Revenge of the Blank?
Or Fault Lines.
Fault Lines. Nobody will get that unless they listen to this podcast.
We usually name it, like, something at the very end.
Oh, that's the podcast, but I'm talking about the event. No, we'll call the episode, like, Fault Lines.
Okay. I don't know.
We'll think of names later.
Yeah, we got time.
So, what have you been doing since that Faithful event?
Well, I had, like, a week, and I really did nothing. I was just like, I don't want to do anything. But I did have some pre-Yellowstone work. I went to Yellowstone for a course. And now we still have after Yellowstone homework. So it's kind of like summer school. And it's the first time I've ever done summer school. And at the point that I was like, okay, I need to go back to work, was when the paper stuff started happening. So I'm having a hard time balancing my time, and it's really difficult, and it's just like, I feel like I've had almost no break. Like, I'm still just as stressed out, I'm always tired, and none of my stuff from college is all the way unpacked. Like, I still have stuff in my trunk. Nice. There's still stuff in the garage. Like, my room is the most ultimate mess ever. My clothes are all, like, in baskets. It's really bad.
That is pretty bad, since you got back a little bit earlier than me. I'm completely done. Except for a couple boxes in the basement that will never be unpacked because I have no use for them anymore.
It's too bad I can't throw this eraser at your face.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it?
I know. So I'll just have to do it the next time I see you.
True.
Whenever that will be.
I have no idea. But it should be sometime over the summer. I don't think I've had a free summer since, like, freshman year of college. Maybe not even that. I might have had a summer class or something like that. I don't remember. It's been a while.
So are you working at all?
Yeah, I'm working right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just, summer's like, yeah, I take a class. I don't know. But, how's that training going?
All of last week, I can't remember what was happening on Tuesday. What happened on Wednesday was I was going to do it, but then I took a shower. So I was like, now I can't sweat because I just took a shower. Then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was working on that paper all day. Then Saturday, I stayed up till, to get my paper turned in before midnight on Friday. Then I was up till 3. Then I had training from 8 to 3 the next day. That was really... But Saturday night, that's when I sparred. So, I did a little bit of stuff, but... And then yesterday... I don't even know what happened. Yesterday was movie day. I just needed a break.
Nice.
But maybe I'll go do it after I talk to you.
Okay. What movie did you watch?
I watched Sphere, which is like a science fiction movie under the water. And then I watched Midnight in Paris with my mom, which...
That's that Ashton Kutcher one, isn't it?
No, it's Owen Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a chick... It's got, relationships happening, but it's not, a chick flick. It's actually kind of funny, because he goes back in time and meets all these famous people. He meets, the Fitzgeralds, Zelda, and... Oh, darn it. And forgot his name. But he meets, Steinbeck, and, Matisse, and Pablo Picasso... And they're all in France. And then he meets this girl who is, because during our time, he's like, the 1920s were like the golden age. And so then he somehow gets thrown back in that time and he meets this girl and she talks about the golden age being the 1880s and 90s. And so somehow they get thrown back to that time and they meet Monet, I think, and Degas, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, yes. It's just so funny. And but that's kind of when he learns his lesson. He's like, I guess we just have to deal with the time we're in, you know. So he goes back and he's engaged to this one girl during his time, 2010, and he's like you're awful, we're obviously not meant for each other. He just runs out on her and he meets this other girl. That's kind of it. It's kind of like a happy ending, but it's not cheesy. It's more funny.
You should write movie reviews for 3x Sight.
I don't know.
That was engrossing.
What?
That was engrossing.
That was engrossing.
Yeah.
You want to watch the movie now?
It was like I was there.
It was
Owen Wilson, and then he went back in time. And then he went back in time again. And then he went forward in time and went, you're awful.
Yep. That's how life goes sometimes.
Nice. I don't think I've seen any movies since Ryan and I watched The Avengers.
I'm so pissed that y'all went to go see that right after. I was like, we should go see The Avengers since we have nothing to do. But then again, I was like, I didn't know what y'all were thinking. I was like,
You should have said something. I think I brought it up. Oh, no. What happened was, I think it was too late for The Avengers that day.
Okay.
Something like that. Because I think I looked it up, or I don't know, the Avengers was on our minds.
Well, and I saw it with my mom, and that was really fun.
That was a really good movie.
Oh, do you want me to talk about my embarrassing moments?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
If you don't mind it being on this podcast.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what night this was. Okay. This must have been Saturday night. So this is after I had stayed up till 3 in the morning on Friday night, and then had training all day, and then had gone sparring. So I'm coming up to bed, and yeah, so I did come back late, and my dad was still up, which is really weird. And my dad and I watched, like, the ending to Alien Resurrection and Poltergeist 2, which wasn't good at all.
Soft quality.
It actually wasn't scary. Like, it was more funny. Like, but it was enough to kind of make me tense. Like, I was like, meh. But, and anyway, so I was coming upstairs, and my, like, basically my parents had gone to bed, but, like, my mom decided to get up. She needed Tylenol. But, like, I'm coming up the stairs, and I look up, and my mom's just kind of, like, standing there. And it was just, like, a weird way that she was standing there. It scared me so much, I screamed. And it was, like, a really loud scream. Like, and at the end of it, I was so aggravated. I was like, that was obnoxious. I didn't have to scream that loud. So my mom, and, like, I remember while I was screaming, I was, like, looking at my mom's face, and she just, like, got really big eyes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is stupid. Like, mid-scream, I knew I was screaming way too loud. So
nice.
I was just like, Mom, I'm really tired, and I just watched these really, like, supposedly scary movies, and you're right here, why? So, like, I hugged her, and I was like, ah! So I was kind of, like, frustrated, and then I was just, like, embarrassed. Like, that was so stupid. And then on Sunday, I went to a youth, or, like, a college fellowship. And I walked up to this house, I walked up to the house that I was going up to, and I was like, well, I know they have a kid, but why is their kid is a baby boy, and this house has a pink chair. And I was like, I'm a little confused, but this is okay. Sometimes you just have pink chairs. And then I'm ringing the doorbell, and I'm like, why is the dog barking? I don't think they have a dog. And then I'm looking at these bushes, and there's like a pink, lawnmower, like a toy one. I'm like, this is really confusing. And then I looked in the backyard, and I'm like, they're not in the backyard. And so I went back to my car.
That's why I started knocking on the windows.
Went back to the car, and I was like, oh, I'm on the wrong house. So I was like next door, and I'm like, no one has to know. But now everyone's gonna know.
Now everybody knows. How did you not figure that out when you were walking up to the house?
I don't know. I was like looking at all these girl toys. I'm like, The baby's like a baby, like, and he's a guy, and I'm not saying like guys can't play with girl toys because they do that all the time, but like he doesn't even walk. It's not like he could push a toy lawnmower. So I was just like, I'm so glad no one was at that house.
I'm glad nobody was at that house when you went to the backyard and looked around.
Yeah, well, no one was at the house when I rang the doorbell twice. And stood there awkwardly, and no one was in the backyard. I'm like, I don't think they have a dog. So then that's when I went back to my car, and I was like, oh.
Nice.
Oh, next door.
I got something, not like that, but it just kind of reminded me of a story of what happened to me, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. So I went up the street to my friend's place to see if he wanted to hang out. And I walked up there and knocked on the door, and I was like, huh, nobody's answered. So I knock again, and the door opens. Turns out the door was all kind of open the whole time. It was, like, a little bit ajar. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So I walk in there, and it was like, there's nobody there. It's silent. I was like, did somebody break into the house or something like that? So instead of, you know, calling the police or something a normal person would do, I walk in the house and check out everything and see if anything's stolen or if there's anybody in the house. Come to the house. Everything was still there. Nobody broke in. They guess, I don't know, I guess my friend must have left the door unlocked or something like that. So nothing's stolen. I come to the house. But midway into combing the house, there's a knock on the door. And I'm like, do I answer that? I answer the door, and it's a friend of the guy who lives there. And I'm like, hey, what's up? He goes, not much. And I was like, I'm going to change his name here. He's like, is Steve here? I said, no, I don't know where they are. Is anybody there? No. Why are you in there? Because I think somebody broke into the house. He just shrugs his shoulders and goes, okay. He walks out, tries away.
That's just pretty funny.
Just a completely normal day there. You know, some random guy.
See you later.
It was like, oh, see you later. I didn't see anything. I locked up and I went on my way.
Nice.
That was the same friend that when we were in high school, we got into that stick fight and I beamed him upside the head with that stick or that tree branch.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I thought it was a good job. That thing curved around the house.
They got a tree on your side.
It was like a boomerang or something. Nothing seems to be going on up here. It's just work. And washing machine broke. That thing is 8 years old. It should not be breaking again.
That's true. That's a young washing machine.
Our last one was 20 years old. And that was fine. We got this new one, 8 years broken.
I'm pretty sure the ones that my mom had before were really old. We got some new ones a few years ago. But man, those old ones are like, there's the ones where you go and crank the thing and like,
what in the world are you talking about? I've never heard of a crank washing machine.
What? It's like the thing that you turn on with, it.
A knob?
It makes a huge cranky noise.
Are you talking about a knob?
Yeah.
Did you really have to struggle to come up with knob?
What did I call it?
You just said that thingy where you crank it and it goes, chur, 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 chur.
I didn't have the word knob in my head. It was the cranky thing.
It was on a thing, and I did a thing, and then the washing machine did a thing.
And that thing, no, girl, where's your thing? Oh.
Nice. I know what you're talking about. It's a washing machine.
I'm glad. Yes. I am so glad you know what I'm talking about.
Everybody, you know what to go look up on your Google search now. Cranky like washing cranky machine. Maybe that's what I'll call that one. Or call this episode is cranking washing machine.
Yes, I agree.
And if anybody listening comes up with a band and names any one of our podcast episodes that after their band, you have to start paying us royalties. Copyright.
Score for our team.
We should also talk about that crazy painting I got on my wall that nobody can see right now.
That crazy painting, because I can't see anything. We're on a podcast.
Woo, podcast.
We should talk about that crazy painting. It's awful. I'm so glad you like it. The other painting, well, one's up here.
Painting I have. I'll have a picture for the pile of links. But you want to talk about it at all? About what made you want to paint what you painted?
I don't know. I just kind of have this obsession for the movie Metropolis now, that Fritz Lang movie from 1927. I just think it's really interesting that someone came up with that so long ago. And I just wanted to be science fictiony with an oil painting. So I focused on primarily the figure, and then on the figure's face, I have cutouts of my own face. Rod Serling, who is of the Twilight Zone. And then I painted the eyes. There's an intro to one of the Twilight Zone's intros. They have different ones. And one of them's like the pinwheel, like, so those are what the eyes are based on. And then because the project had to be mixed media, I found a plastic covering. And I put that on top, kind of like a space helmet. And to kind of, and because I had put my face on it, and like, you know, the Metropolis body, like she has you know, like, her boobs are, like, boobs. You can see them. I mean, they're not, like, naked boobs, but they're boobs. They're obviously boobs. So I'm just, like, and I felt kind of, like, uncomfortable with that because it was, my face was on it. Even though you can't really see my face, it's kind of difficult to see it.
I didn't even catch that at all.
I felt like it needed to be a little more, because it was more about me, and I would never walk around with, like, even with a bikini on, I would never ever do that, so I just wanted to be a little more conservative, so I was trying to cover up by, I slitted the canvas with an X-Acto knife, and I kind of threaded more canvas through that, and I painted that, and it just, it's kind of sad, because it looked really a lot better before I put all those white, the white covering on, and I mean, it's interesting, but it could have, you know, if I wanted to do it again, I'd work harder. It was just hard because oil paint doesn't dry, and it's hard to work with it. With mixed media, it's just difficult.
Right.
The figure is painted pretty well, though.
Yeah, it is. I totally thought it was the robot from Metropolis.
Yeah, you knew it.
Yeah, I knew that right away. That's kind of why I wanted it, because it was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I did not know your face was on it, and that's kind of weird.
Can you see it now?
No.
All right, well, you know where I cut an eye hole through the plastic?
Yeah.
Can you go look through it and find my face?
I could do that. I can edit out the silence. Oh, wait. I see it.
Aha, discovery. I think that was another point of it, was so that it was kind of interactive, like you'd have to look through that eye hole to see something new.
Huh, that's cool.
So it had good elements to it. It just didn't quite turn out the way I wanted.
Yes, this painting is much more deep than I thought it was. On the surface, it was a Metropolis robot. Deeper, naked Jean. Huh.
Let's not think about that.
That's like an M. Night Shyamalan twist.
It's more about, like, my inner nerdness, I guess. Aha, you have a portrait of me.
And now it gets weird. Ooh. Well, okay. At least we kept it interesting for the podcast listeners there.
So do you want to call it the cranky washing machine and naked... I don't know.
At that point, it just sounds like we're just trying to get as many views as possible.
Naked robot and cranky washing machine.
Naked robot, see her here.
Naked robot riding a cranky washing machine on the fault line.
On the fault line.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, shall we also call it a podcast? Because we're running up on 49 minutes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right, so thank you for tuning in for season 2 of Podcast-tastic. This is Matt.
And Jean.
And we will see you in a future date.
Future, the future is here.
I'll be using that as a good outro.